Like I said, we're on the move, and there's been things that we've been talking about. You know, we've talked about super moms, right? The moms of the Israelites who were birthing just before the ladies would come to tend to them, just to save their kids' lives. And last week, we encountered the situation that the Israelites were facing, the oppression that they were experiencing from the Pharaoh. And out of that comes this, quote unquote, remember, good-looking boy, right? The good-looking boy who was saved, and now we are getting the rest of the story. We encounter a boy who has become a man and now finds himself in a place in between. I'll explain that. He's in between identities and in between callings. Now, Moses is obviously a key figure in Scripture. Everybody knows this name, right? Amen. Everybody does. He's a prophet of the early Israelites. And he's attributed titles like the Liberator, right? And other titles as well. For to him is attributed the writing of the Torah, the teachings, the first five books of Scripture. But who was Moses? And I assert that he was, again, a man in between. He sounds to me like a Puerto Rican. Okay, it's just my opinion, all right? Note that he is a Hebrew, but he was raised in Egypt. And at this moment that we encounter him, he was living in Midian. Now think about it. I'm from New York. I was born there. I was raised in Puerto Rico. I'm living in the United States. You see? I think he's Puerto Rican. Anyway. It's not only Puerto Ricans that find themselves in between. There's a lot of people. And it is not only people that are coming from elsewhere that find themselves in this situation. You may be from Mexico, from Iraq. You may be from Iowa, from the East Coast, or from the West Coast. Maybe you're Canadian. Residing here in the United States, and if you are from elsewhere, makes you a person that is in between cultures. Because every one of these areas, every one of these places has their own flavor, right? It has their own understanding of life, has their own way of expressing in themselves, sharing life with each other. So he was in between cultures. He was in between religions, in between societal constructs, and he was in between jobs. It's very likely that Moses' experience is very similar to any person that has considered themselves as an outsider. Maybe you've been there. But our sermon today is not as much about Moses. So I digress a little bit, but I just wanted to show that Puerto Ricans are all in between anyway. The sermon today is more about the God of Moses.
Yes, amen.
You see, two things stand out in this reading. The first is how God identifies himself. He has an ID. All right? He's legal. Now, the second thing about it is what God is doing. So, it's God's identification, but also what God does. You see, God says to Moses, I am the God of your father. You remember when we read about Jacob? And he was fighting, right, with the angel of the Lord? And we had talked about the fact that he knew that his dad had this God and had a story with him. But now Jacob found himself in a situation where he was struggling with God himself. He was having his own experience. So here we have Moses also in that struggle. He's heard of that God, of his forefathers. But now the son of the Levite is hearing this God who says, I am the God of your fathers. But also, this is the same God of all his ancestors. Again, these names that come up, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we hear through Scripture time and time again. I wonder why the repetition. Maybe something that we need to pay attention to. You see, in a time where every clan and every people had their deity, even deities, many gods, God identifies himself as I am. Today, there's many gods out there. You can name it. Whether it's TV, your car, your job, your situation at home, your family. There's many people, many things that can be your God. And we hear that voice saying, I am. Now, the second aspect of this reading that I just wanted to share with you is God's action. Now, again, remember last week we mentioned the deists, right? That theology that says that God basically created the world and just let it roll and then disconnected himself from it. Here we have a God that not only sets things in motion, but here we hear a God that is connected. A God that is connected not only to the world, but to us. He's connected to the signal of my soul. In other words, God is not only God creator out there in the heavens. God is a creator that acts. God hears. And he hears the cries of the people. Now, let me make a little parenthesis here, because sometimes we just hear these things and it seems like it's okay. But let me ask you this. What does it take for somebody to hear you? If I'm yelling here and you are down in Littleton, will you be able to hear me?
No.
Right? So in order for you to be heard, there has to be proximity. Hello?
Yes. Right.
And we read of a God that hears the cry of the Israelites. And not only that, but he says that he sees the oppression. He sees the misery that the Israelites are going through at the hands of the taskmasters. And he has a plan. Right? And I quote, I have come down to deliver them. But know what he says right after that. So I will send you. So I will send you. This speaks volumes to me about how God works in the world. See, God's actions involve us. People are chosen and people are called. To do God's bidding. I mean, we're called on God's behalf. So, maybe you get the scenario here. God is, right? He's hearing us, and God is seeing what's going on, and he wants to involve us in his plan. What does that say about us? What does it mean for me? You see, Moses was doing his thing, right? He was tending the flocks. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of his eye, he sees something, right? He's curious. And then he looks. You see, I think that what it means for us is that we have to have our little plastic antennas up. You know that we have antennas? Oh, no. You don't know about El Chavo del Ocho or anything. Okay, I'm sorry. But anyway, we need to be paying attention to what's going on around us. Because God may be showing up. Maybe there is a fire burning somewhere. Maybe there's this bush. And we can hear God's call to meet his people in need. This could be Houston. This could be Venezuela. It could be Somalia. It could be right here in Denver. It is very vast. The field that we're talking about, because people are everywhere. Now the call is not just for Moses. The call is for us. Hello? Yes. Mm-hmm. The question is, will we respond? All right? I know there's two people here that you may be very familiar with, Gwen, Chuck, you know them, right? Very soon they're going to be starting to recruit for WizKids. You know what WizKids is? A program, mentoring for a program for kids, right? Elementary school age, junior high school. Maybe there's a bush burning somewhere. It's not only that. There's many bushes out there. I'm not talking about George, okay? There's many things that are happening in our midst that really need to call our attention. And maybe it is God saying, hello. Remember me. Oh, yes, God, I went on Sunday. There's much more to that than a relationship with this God of ours. Now, for those who have heard that call, for those who are active, I know of this lady. You know her very well. I'm not going to mention names. But she's about this big, has a little walker. She wrote the history of Mount Air Christian Church. Maybe you know her. I know that she, about a year ago, was going through one of those situations where she's seen a bush burning, right? And I remember her saying to me, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I have the strength. That's some of the questions that go on. You know, we question ourselves. But there she was. See, if you are engaged, if you are hearing that tug in your heart, where God is calling and you see that there's opportunities for you to reach out, touch somebody, and serve them, maybe your situation is that you are tired. Maybe your situation is that you are saying, okay, I've done this all my life. Maybe your situation is saying, okay, Lord, I am going out and just retire, right? I got news for you. Moses was old. Very. All right? Very. As a matter of fact, he was in his 80s. So imagine that. God calls people regardless of whether you're young or old. And he has got plans for every one of us. He calls the church. Now, I have a short story. I need to be done real soon. But I have a short story. You remember Irma Rodriguez? You know who she is? That's my mom. All right? Irma Rodriguez was in Cuba last week. Just a little background. My mom was in Cuba when she was 17, studying to be a missionary. She was preparing to go to China, to go to missions. And she had the opportunity, 60 years later, of going back to that place and seeing what God is doing. In Cuba, she learned about missions. She never got to China. Guess what? When Fidel Castro came in, she had to leave. She ended up back in New York. And this is what God taught her. There's a lot of Chinese people in New York. And she went to Puerto Rico. This is what God told her. There's a lot of Chinese people in Puerto Rico. Then she went to Florida, Boston, Kentucky. And you know what? There's a lot of Chinese everywhere. And I'm not talking about Chinese people from China. She went to Honduras. And guess what? There were Chinese people there. They spoke Spanish. Mexico. Everywhere she went. And now she goes back to Cuba. And there she meets this pastor. And this pastor had this passion about the church. And he was saying, he had a congregation of about 70 people. And he was saying, after every Sunday, he sent about 70 churches out to the world. 70 churches, right? Meaning that each individual was the church of Jesus Christ who was going into the world to do its thing. And then the church would come back and gather together and would report on what had happened during the week. And you know what? They would say things like, oh, we were able to help so-and-so get to a doctor hours away because our neighbor was able to supply the horse that was able to take him. They don't have cars. They don't have transportation. But God somehow supplied for their needs so that they could do the work out there. You see, it's not necessarily what we have. It's not necessarily what we lack. It's the fact that we have been called by the Almighty God. Each person was the church. No transportation, no resources. None of the ones that we think of, right? RTD and all these things, right? You know, light rail. They don't have any of that. But somehow, they saw bushes burning left and right. And they were putting themselves in that position where they could be the church. You see, the resources were being made available by God. Sometimes that's a horse, sometimes that's a bike, sometimes that's walking. But the interesting thing is that when they would come back and report, they were rejoicing. They were just happy as can be because they had seen God's hands working through them. Impossible things being accomplished through them. You see, I believe that we are Moses. I see your faces. Oh my gosh. What? Yeah. That's what I believe. I believe that Rhonda, you know, Wendy, Jan, we are all Moseses. And there's burning bushes everywhere. Yes. And it is just to us to say, God, I'm here. God, I'm here. Who shall I tell him who's sending me? Who? You see, we are God's disciples, Jesus' disciples. The people of God in the world. There's a lot of work for us to be doing. Let's pray. Lord, again, we come to you and we are grateful. We thank you for everything that you provide. We thank you for the skills that you have prepared for us. We thank you for all the gifts that you have given us, even those who we have not discovered yet. We thank you for the example of a man who was in between being a dad and doing his work and being busy with his own stuff and you presenting yourself to him. And saying, go. I pray, Lord, that as we consider this in our lives, that you may just put us in the right framework, in the right frame of mind, in the right attitude to adopt that attitude in our lives, just to see the things that you are doing and how you are inviting us to do them with you. Amen.